Reviewing our grain market scene with Al Kleiss. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Throughout the course of this week, we continue to see pressure among our grain markets. And Al Kleiss with Kleiss Commodities says,
Continued pressure, a combination of things. Number one, the weather really looks non-threatening. Just looking at some extended forecasts now out through July 17th, and it looks like much of our listening area, Danielle, will be getting 1 to 3 inches of rain. Some of the areas in central Iowa could get 6 to 8 inches of rain. And so this is probably in some areas too much water, too much rain. But overall, this is setting up for, I think, a potential for a record corn yield.
And Al says there's some stats in the weekly crop progress report to back that statement up.
Iowa crop ratings, 84% good to excellent. National crop ratings at the highest level that we've seen in the last 7 years. And a few people in the trade now talking about yields of 186 bushels an acre national yield on corn. So larger crop, even though Mexico continues to buy a lot of corn. We have the USDA supply demand report coming up on Friday, and we'll see what they indicate on that.
But he also says that there continues to be a lot of uncertainty around tariffs.
So we've seen where China has not been buying. We've taken two of our best customers in South Korea and Japan and put a 25% tariff on their imports coming in. And will they retaliate, or will they just simply choose to buy the corn they need out of South America? So combination of larger supplies and then a lot of uncertainty with the tariffs.
And you hear Al Kleiss, Bob Linneman, and Nick Repke with Kleiss Commodities analyzing markets all the time. And if you ever have any questions, feel free to reach out. They actually do have a few seminars coming up here at the end of the month around our listening area that you can attend and talk to them directly and hear some of their marketing expertise. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.